You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Biggs.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Woo! Yeah! How you guys doing?
What's up, everybody?
It's time for this week's episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Folks, it's our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we feel like talking about. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We have a couple of topics that we do have, prepared and planned out to go over with you, but, you know, sometimes that leads into other discussions as well.
We never hesitate to, you know, take a little detour and talk about whatever comes to our fancy.
Yes, and explore the boundaries of our thought processes.
They're scary boundaries.
They are. They
dark,
can be.
Dark corners.
they
filled with cobwebs. And
definitely can be.
Yeah. But we try to keep it light and breezy here on the show.
Yes. And before we delve into all the news topics and all the random conversations we have for you for this week's podcast, we'd like to do a little recap and tell you what we've been up to in the past week or so since our last show. So, Mike, what have you been up? What have you been up to?
I got a chance to go see Bad Moms, the latest comedy with Mila Kunis, and
you like Mila Kunis, don't you?
I do like Mila Kunis. Yeah,
you do.
I do like Mila. What's there not to like?
I get you.
I mean, she's a bombshell, but she's also super down to earth. I heard her engagement ring only cost like $100.
Really?
You know? Yeah, and she's foreign, which is
that's it. That's just the requirement. She's foreign.
She's hot. She's foreign, and she's down to earth. That's like what? What else do you need?
Okay.
And she's famous.
Okay.
It's not that complicated. 2 + 2 = 4.
Okay.
4 + 4 = 7. it's 8. But no, this movie had Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell's also really, really good. I loved it. It was fantastic. It was raunchy. It was funny. And it was so refreshing. Now, I don't know, because obviously I'm not a mother. Surprise. But I can imagine.
Well, you're a mother in different ways.
In what ways am I a mother? Mother f***ing pterodactyl. I mean, I use the word mother in that quote, so I guess that's the connection. But it was...
Mother f***ing pterodactyl.
Yes. That was the only thing the movie was lacking, and that's the reason
mother
why...
Mother f***ing pterodactyl.
That's the reason why I have to give it a 6.5 to 7 out of 10. No, but on a more serious note, it was very funny. It was all about how these moms are trying to be like the perfect mom. They have to do, you know, the full-time job, and they have to go to the bake sale. They have to drop their kids off at school and pick them up every day and take and shuttle them all around to all the different practices. Meanwhile, you know, she's dealing with marital problems, and she's trying to keep it together and pretend that she's the perfect mom. And so one day she's just like, screw it. I want to be a bad mom. And the whole movie is about them letting these three moms letting go and just enjoying life, you know. So it was a lot of fun, very funny. Some parts of it were a little touching. The best part, though, is during the credits, they actually had all the lead actresses sit down with their actual mothers and do like a little interview as the credits are rolling. So that was really interesting. It's just a nice, feel good, lighthearted comedy. You know, nothing too heavy, nothing too serious. Like I said, I would give it a solid 7 out of 10. It's pretty good. I recommend everybody goes to check it out, especially if you like Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell.
There you go. Perfect.
That's
right up your alley.
You can't go wrong. Yeah. Look, she's a beautiful woman. All right.
Yes.
You cannot deny it.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yep. There you go. Mike's review
of both the movie and Mila Kunis.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
The movie gets a 7. She gets an 11. So,
there you go, 7-Eleven.
There you go, perfect. That's what I was doing this weekend. What were you up to this weekend?
Well, actually, speaking of 11,
oh.
I'll, I'll, I'll transition with that. I finally got addicted to Stranger Things.
So,
it took me a while.
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. And it's totally right up my alley. I mean, it's sci-fi. It's in the 80s. It's like the Goonies. I love it. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I'm sold. I love it.
It is such a fantastic show, and it literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I had seen a trailer of it on Netflix, and I talked about it in This Week in Entertainment when it was coming out. And then I finally sat down and watched it, and I was like, wow, this is so much better than I anticipated it to be.
I was hoping that, like, this wasn't going to be like, oh, really? Everyone hyped this up so much.
Yeah.
You know? I thought it was going to be like overrated or something. No, it lived up. It was great. It's definitely a great series.
It's really the story is good. I love the job they did with the casting. I think all the actors and actresses are amazing. And it really does have this like sci-fi Goonies meets Stand By Me type vibe.
Right.
You know,
it's definitely
set in the
80s. Awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
I cannot say enough good things about it.
Me neither.
But you're not finished yet. You're only 6 episodes in. You said, I think.
Yeah, but I'm pretty much there.
You're gonna wrap them up pretty soon, though, right?
Oh yeah, the moment I get home,
you're gonna,
done.
Got to watch an episode. Yeah,
yeah. Like I knocked it all out pretty much on Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a great season.
It is.
It's a great season to binge watch because it's only 8 episodes.
Right. You can knock it out in a day or two.
Oh, easily. Yeah. You set aside a weekend and you're done.
Right.
You know?
You're caught up.
Yeah,
so,
just like that.
I loved it. I love the length of it. I love the topics. I love the genres. The kids are great in it. It's all around.
I got it. What would you give it as a rating? I would give it like a 9.5
yeah.
out of 10.
It's
up there.
It's up. It's really good. It's on the same level as House of Cards. It's really good.
Yeah, it's definitely in my Netflix rotation now.
Yeah, I like it. So, yay, it didn't get overrated.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that about things being overrated because, just short sidetrack, I've also been playing No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah,
which
people have been saying that was overrated.
Leading up to it, the hype was unreal for that game. And it came out, and it's average. You know, I sunk a bunch of hours into it, and the procedural generation's cool. You do find yourself saying, oh, my God, what's that? Oh, my God, what's that? And, like, everything is new and fantastic, but after a while, it starts to wear very thin. It's the same, like, gameplay loop over and over again. So, Stranger Things lived up to the hype. No Man's Sky, unfortunately,
did not.
Fell quite short of it.
Oof.
So, hype is a two-edged sword.
That's right. So there you go, just to go over what we've been up to in the past week since our last show. But with that out of the way, how about we go into our first topic? We grab all of the sports headlines that we can. We group them together. If I
You're
can
right
talk.
There?
Yeah.
It's late. We record late at night.
Yeah. We group them all together into this batch of topics we call the Sports Sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
Sports coming at you in your face in our first segment. And I love this new addition that we've done to the sports sampler. We knock out a couple of topics in a quick blitz, if you will.
That's right. I like the football theme.
That's right.
To everything.
I'm getting ready for football, man. It's coming.
I know. Well, hold your horses there. Because before we get to the main football news, we want to hit you with a couple of quick news topics that we thought were important in this, our first segment in the Sports Sampler, the 2-Minute Drill.
All right. Are we ready to launch into it?
I'm ready. You can hit the music whenever you're good to go.
All right. And Mike, take it away. What do we got in the 2-Minute Drill?
All right. This week, as I teased, we have a lot of football news. What else? First up, the Chargers' first-round pick, Joey Bosa, ends his holdout and signs a 4-year, $26 million deal. The third overall pick held out for about a month after he was due to report, missing 3 preseason games before signing the deal. What do you think about this? Chargers have a tough time historically of nailing down the first-round picks, don't they?
Yeah, right? Between this and Eli Manning and...
Yeah, not a good track record.
Yeah. But it's good to see Joey Bosa back out on the field. We want to see what he can do.
They got to get him out there on the field. He's a big talent for them. Speaking of big talent and trying to stay on the field, this is bad news for Dallas Cowboys fans. Quarterback Tony Romo broke a bone in his back during Dallas's third preseason game.
Ah!
Early in the first quarter, Seahawks defensive end Cliff Averill tackled Romo as he slid down, thus breaking a vertebrae in the quarterback's back. The injury could sideline him for 6 to 10 weeks, but it is highly dependent on the extent and the symptoms of the injury, meaning he could come back much sooner or much later. Tony Romo, of course, has a history of injuries the past couple of years, suffering a back injury in 2013, a broken collarbone in 2014, I think?
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact chronology of it, but this, again, another back injury. This can't be good for the quarterback.
No, and I think that's the end of the line for him.
I mean, mid-30s, chronic back injuries.
Yeah, I mean, back injuries you don't just bounce back from.
Is it time for Prescott?
I think so. Well, it has to be now.
Well, it has to
There's
be
There's no
now.
Choice.
So, Dallas fans, look to the future because I think the Tony Romo era is over. In other injury news, Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater suffered a torn ACL and dislocated knee. The Vikings say that it doesn't look good for him to come back during the season, so they're reeling as well with losing their first-string quarterback.
It is, but, you know, they have Adrian Peterson. They're good.
Yeah, they'll be fine. And finally, Team Tebow held an open baseball workout. I'm not going to make the end of the 2-minute drill.
No, that's zero there.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. I think my limit is 3.
Yeah, I don't think you can do more than 3.
It's tough. People, I
in 2 minutes, yeah, it's
in
tough.
2 minutes, I say everybody should give it a shot. It's harder than it sounds. But I'll just wrap this up real quick. Tim Tebow held an open baseball workout for Major League Scouts. They say that he excelled in power hitting, knocking a couple out of the park. But he struggled in live batting practice, and scouts gave him negative marks for his throwing. The main takeaway, however, is that Tebow would be a serviceable but unimpressive baseball player.
Yeah, and I mean, the only offer he got was some winter league in South America. So yeah. I think that kind of shows you.
If he likes the tropics, you know, South America, that would be pretty nice, right?
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah. I mean, he thought he was going to get a Major League Baseball contract.
I mean, nope. Tim Tebow's done. He's like, he was a flash in the pan in the NFL, and the baseball thing just isn't working out for him, obviously. So maybe he'll go back to commentary.
Still, though, he's got one more playoff win than a couple of other quarterbacks.
Oh, God. That's true. Unbelievably, that is true.
Yeah. You know, next week's episode, we got to start doing Fantastic Four
That's
picks.
Right. Next week will be our first Fantastic Four picks of the 2016 season.
So, yeah, an old friend
an
returns.
Old, an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, an old friend returns to the Sports Sampler starting next week when we make our Fantastic Four picks, where we pick four games that we think you should keep an eye out on, and we make our predictions on it. So, looking forward to it. Comes back next week, our Fantastic Four Pick Challenge. I cannot wait. And it's indicative of our anticipation for the football season coming up. It's finally time for it. Yes.
Oh, man, I'm pumped.
Yeah. But for right now, that'll do it for the Sports Sampler. But don't go anywhere, because coming up next is the Entertainment Entree. And we got a couple topics to go over, as well as an interview.
Oh, yeah. Some special guests drop by to tell us about their latest album.
That's right. And a little bit of an exclusive as well. So don't go anywhere. Plenty of shows still to come. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. We'll be right back.
I gotta get the Crispy Noodle Podcast. I gotta get the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Oh my God. I gotta hit the Crispy Noodle Podcast. They said podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
A group of French teenagers were arrested because they stole a circus llama from a tram ride that was supposed to go to a circus.
What?
Well, one of the five teens said they wanted to steal a zebra,
but they ended up with a llama.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said that the llama was a much friendlier animal.
These criminals nowadays, they don't have the conviction of criminals from the old days. They wanted a zebra, but they just settled for a llama. Unacceptable. They need to go back and take that zebra.
They're second-rate
thieves.
They
are second-rate thieves.
Go into your room of imprisonment and think about your failures.
Wow, yeah. That was a good one. Don't ever be a cop or a judge. Go, you, listen here, Mr. Burglar Man. You go into the room of imprisonment and you think about what you've done. And when you've thought about it, then you can come out and I will give you a popsicle because I feel bad for locking you up. Okay.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
This is Guardian Shield, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it.
Oh man, I
wow.
This is definitely a headline that I never wanted to see.
Yeah. This was a sad one, definitely.
The acting legend, Gene Wilder, passed away this week. A big blow.
Yeah, he passed away at the age of 83 due to complications from Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
This was a really, really sad loss because, much like Robin Williams when he passed away, this was a person that brought so much joy
right
to people's lives, you know? I know you were a really big Robin Williams fan. I was a really big Gene Wilder fan, you know, between Blazing Saddles,
yeah,
The Producers, Young Frankenstein, Willy Wonka. I mean, I those are four of my favorite movies.
As well as mine.
Yeah. And, you know, listening to Pure Imagination again, it's such an amazing song. It's so very heartfelt and so very uplifting. And you just remember, like, all the smiles that this actor brought to so many people.
Yeah.
You know? But he left such a big impact, though, on the entertainment industry.
Yeah. I mean,
these are iconic roles.
Yeah. All of his performances are just legendary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, there's no other Willy Wonka.
No. I don't
besides
care what you
Gene,
say.
No.
Not that stupid reboot they made.
No.
That was
no.
horrible.
Gene Wilder will be the one and only Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And people don't...
Hashtag one true Wonka.
Yeah. Hashtag one true Wonka. People don't realize how much input he had to that character as well. Do you know that he came up with Willy Wonka's introduction?
Right.
He puts the staff down and then he like falls forward into the somersault.
That's
the
right.
The classic Willy Wonka introduction. He came up with that.
Yep. Do you know why?
Because, I just read this. Because he said from that point on, you wouldn't know whether he was telling the truth or not.
Right.
Yeah. And I wish I could be that smart, that genius,
right,
to be so in tune with your character to know how to visually represent things like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a stroke of brilliance, of genius. He also, I don't know if you read, people are posting this everywhere online. There's a handwritten note that he sent about the costume.
Yep.
And the attention and detail that he said, like, oh, he should wear this because it's careless, but in a way that says that he understands fashion sense and all this other, like, this was about the costume.
Right. The costume.
But he understood the character so perfectly, understood the story and the narrative arc so perfectly.
Can I pull a line from that letter?
Please do.
I can't believe you mentioned this. This is exactly what I was going to mention.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this letter, he wrote to the director, apparently in the original rendering of the costume, the color of the shoes was going to match with the purple jacket.
Right.
And Gene Wilder disagreed with it. And he wrote this, quote, "To match the shoes with the jacket is fey," which meaning over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
"However, to match the shoes with the hat, that is taste."
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
And the man just had so much style.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Like, I looked back into the, like, stills of the movie. I'm like,
yeah,
oh my gosh, yeah, that's right. The shoes match the hat.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. That's just so, like, crazy to me. Like, that attention to detail.
He's so brilliant.
And he uses the word fey anymore. As an adjective.
I know. And he used it, like, amazingly.
Yeah.
Like, the man was a genius.
Right.
The man was a genius. His film roles were genius. I loved him in Blazing Saddles. Such a funny movie. I was watching a clip recently that people had posted online saying that he ad-libbed this part. And I want to read this because it cracks me up. He says, this is after the African-American sheriff gets some rough welcomes from the people of Rock Ridge. And Gene Wilder says, "What did you expect? Welcome, Sonny. Make yourself at home. Marry my daughter. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know, morons." And apparently, I can't remember who plays the sheriff, but apparently that was ad-libbed. And the laugh that you see in that clip is authentic because Gene Wilder came up with that on the spot. And the man's a genius.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
I was reading on one of the tributes, an actor's job is to convey emotions. And if that's the standard on which we're going to judge actors, then Gene Wilder is the best. Because you just always knew what he was trying to do, whether it was comedic, whether it was dramatic, whether he was screaming or whether he was singing. It was just perfect all the time.
Yeah. I never felt like I had a hard time connecting with any one of his characters. And I think that speaks volumes to his ability.
Yeah.
What else to say about the man?
That's right.
He's a film legend.
Yeah.
And really, really upsetting to see him go.
Yeah. When that news broke on Monday, it just sucked all the air out of
everything. Because you remember him for all the good things, and it's like that little tiny bit of joy, you know, it has left the world, but it's also left us with so many great memories.
That's right.
That's the thing you have to remember.
That's right.
And we
can relive them all.
Yeah, you can relive them all. And I love this quote. I just want to read this one last quote. This is like, I think it's like the last line of Willy Wonka. He says, "But Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted. He lived happily ever after."
Yep, that's right. And there's kind of no better way to end it.
Yeah. Hey, man, he gave us all so many great memories. And we will live happily ever after with his memory.
Yeah. And I'm sure that I will not be the only person going back and rewatching a couple of Gene Wilder's performances this week.
Yep.
So, you know, just we wanted to honor a legend in the beginning of our second part of the show. And let's move on into the actual introduction of it. Folks, it's time for the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. "Dear Die Hard, you rock. Especially when that guy was on the roof."
Music.
"I know what that is. That's music."
Video games.
"I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel."
Celebrities.
"You really know Warren Beatty?"
"Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes."
And more.
"You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world."
This is the Entertainment Entree.
"We know the truth. Yes. 2 + 2 equals whatever you say, because you talk with a condescending voice.
Come here. I count Dracula to Von Helsing. Come here. I did not say that. Come here. You have a strong will for one who's only lived one life. I mean, you think that stuff really works on me? Like your Jabba the Hutt? Ho, ho, ho. Teeny Jedi. Think so? You think all your games work on me? It doesn't work on me. I'm not here doing anything but opening the blinds to wake people up. And you don't like the light, do you? Pull those blinds up. I like sun." I love it. And red-blooded humans, I don't care what color they are, will never be your slaves.
And there you go. Welcome to the entertainment, Andre.
What? Did we just listen to a man have a stroke?
I have no idea.
Because I don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
He talked.
What he was talking about?
Yeah, he jumped from.
All I know is that he was doing impersonations of Jabba the Hutt and Dracula or Van Helsing.
Yeah, he jumps. Yeah, he jumps from.
I'm so confused.
A whiny liberal to Dracula to Jabba the Hutt, then to someone who's opening the blinds on you.
And once the American spirit catches it, like, whoa.
I like the sun.
Like,
what the hell is that?
I don't even know. My God, that man worries me.
Yeah. And he just...
I think really the takeaway from that clip is we know what a mental break sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when somebody's mind just shatters and everything spills out.
And once the human spirit ignites, it doesn't work on anybody. And you don't like the light, do you? Pull those blinds up. I like sun. I love it. And
I
love it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense because he says he likes sun, but then he's also Dracula. So I don't know. Or was he Van Helsing in that
example?
I don't know.
How
do people listen to that and follow on and go, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't want to be Dracula. Of course you want to be Dracula, you idiot.
That's our weekly minute of Alex Jones.
Is that going to be like a new segment?
I don't know, man.
The Alex Jones minute?
Every freaking week he just comes out with something more and more ridiculous.
People listen to him. The man's insane.
He is, but I just love isolating
opening
his
the
clips.
Blinds. Yeah. It's just, it's so awkward and strange.
Those blinds up. I like sun. I love it. And
I just love how deep I love it.
I love it.
Okay.
I'm just opening the blinds. He's just so, like, I don't know. It's just very, very strange.
Yeah. But there you go.
He was just all over the place.
That's your weekly dose of Alex Jones. But you know what? We're also going to open the blinds in a different way because we got to let you know what's coming up in movies, TV, and video games. Folks, Mike is going to open the blinds in this week in entertainment. Yes, oh, I love it. Launch it.
Pull those blinds up. I like sun. I love it. And
there you go. He loves it.
Well, hopefully I can open the blinds about some of these new releases in entertainment this week. First up, if you're heading to the movies, keep an eye out for a few of these sci-fi mystery drama thriller movies. I've got two of them for you. First up is Morgan, just simply Morgan, starring Kate Mara and Paul Giamatti. I love Kate Mara. She's great. I'm still upset about House of Cards season two. We're not going to talk about it. Spoiler. Please. It's been out forever. But the basic gist of the movie is a risk management consultant must decide whether or not to terminate an artificially created human who begins to display special powers. It looks very creepy. It's not doing so well with the Metacritic score. But if you're looking for a fun, short sci-fi mystery thriller, this is right up your alley. The next sci-fi mystery thriller is The Ninth Life of Louis Drax. This is an interesting one. A psychologist treats a mysterious 9-year-old boy who has suffered some sort of tragedy every year of his life. On his 9th birthday, he suffered a near-fatal fall that put him in a coma. Now it's the doctor's job to delve into the boy's comatose mind and discover if the fall was an accident or foul play. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, still has that sci-fi mystery thriller vibe to it. It's also based on a book, apparently, that had some pretty good reviews, so it's definitely one to keep an eye out for. In the world of TV, this is a first, a Crackle original series, Startup. It is a crime drama about a tech startup who, while developing a digital currency, took their startup funding from a gangster trying to go legit, which draws the attention of the FBI. So Crackle's first foray into original programming. If you watch the trailers, it all looks very dramatic, very tense and high stakes. Maybe something to go check out while we're waiting for real TV to start in the fall. So, Crackle is free. So go check it out. No reason not to. There's no harm in checking out this new Crackle Original program, Startup. And finally, in the world of video games, we have an interesting one, Four-Sided Fantasy, coming to PC and PlayStation 4. It is a side-scrolling puzzle platformer where you use, quote-unquote, screen warping to solve obstacles. Screen warping is when you leave out of one side of the screen and come out of the opposite. So you know how Pac-Man, if you exit on the right, you come out of the left side?
Right.
So you use that mechanic to solve puzzles, and you can turn it on and off at will. So you, like, jump down a pit and turn screen warping on and then, like, fall out of the sky onto a platform. You know, something like that. It's been getting pretty positive reviews so far. It seems like it's have you ever played Braid? If anybody's ever played Braid, it seems like that type of puzzle platformer, mind-twisting, weird, reality-bending puzzles. So go check out Four-Sided Fantasy, out now on PC and PlayStation 4. And that wraps it up for this week in entertainment.
Here we are in the entertainment entree, and I gotta admit, it's been our pleasure the last couple of weeks. We've been having guests on. I love it. I think it provides a brand new take into the entertainment entree. And the trend continues for this week, because right here at the Crispy Noodle headquarters, which is really Mike's kitchen.
My kitchen.
But it's still good.
Live from the kitchen.
It's a nice kitchen.
It's a nice kitchen.
Very nice.
Folks, I want to introduce to you guys John and Marissa Urbano. How you guys doing?
Thank you. We're good.
Yeah. Get up a little closer to the mic.
A little closer.
There
you go.
He's not used to this fancy stuff.
Yeah, right?
This is why we can't have nice things.
So my first question is, how did you guys get into the music business, and what made you guys tag team up for this effort that you guys have going with your debut album? What's the debut album called again?
Royal Family.
Royal Family. So how did this even get started? What was the start? What was the catalyst that was like, you know what, we should do this together?
Well, all right. So we had...
I love how she just looked at you. Yeah. She was just like, you and your turn.
Well, he would probably give me some... about it. No, because...
Is that a code for curse word?
Woo! Pretty much, yeah. No... Well, because only because we talk about this all the time, and there has been discrepancies before, a little bit of sibling rivalry a little bit. But no, I think John, because he really started off, should start off with it. And I will definitely give that to him. It was, he started it all, and he's,
okay. Yeah, now he's smiling. Yeah,
I'm gonna give him the credit on this. So,
by the way, Marissa's older, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
maybe I don't know.
She's the leader.
Am I? No, I'm just.
I guess.
Pretty much.
So how did this get started?
All right. So this got started. I was making hip hop music before, and Marissa was an EDM artist.
Yes.
Everyone always liked the songs that we did together the best out of like everything. So like we had other. I had a mixtape. She had songs that we dropped together, but everyone liked the songs that we did together the best. And everyone's always like, "Oh, like you guys need to work together." And we always like the songs that we made together. I personally really like those songs, and I think that from my opinion, I think that those are the best songs that I've ever come out with. Like that was my best. She brought the best out of me.
I feel the same way. Yeah, we definitely our best work is together. But I was actually, you didn't even give yourself the credit. I was going to give him the credit. He started recording first. He was very, very persistent. And I think anything in life that you really love or you want to go after, it's really, and I saw this, it was a quote. It said like, it was an iceberg and it had like hard work, persistence, diligence, like all the things below the surface.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
all
that was
you
underneath
saw
the iceberg.
Yes,
yeah.
And then all you saw on the top was success. Mm-hmm. And that's really like what John he did. Like he was 16 years old and he was very, very persistent in the recording studio, letting him record. And then they finally just said, "All right, like yes, come in, record." So then he went in and then he said to me, "All right, well, why don't you do a hook for me?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Ah, come on, like do it." And then I did it, and then I kind of got addicted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We like we enjoyed it. Like, yeah. It's one of those things, like, when I was young, even, like, I loved doing it. I just loved making music, and she loved it, too. Like, yeah. She's been singing, I know you know, she's been singing for years, and she's always loved it, and I always love her singing. So yeah. Getting her on the track,
he's a great
rapper
too. So
thank you.
Yeah, I love my brother. He's great.
I love you too, Rissy.
That's really like that's how nice. It stems too, because we really are best friends. So it's easy to create something together, and that's what a lot of people like. They'll hang out with both of us, and they don't even realize that sometimes we're brother and sister because they just think like we're friends.
Yeah.
And like when they first meet us, and then. They realize, oh, okay, they are brother and sister, and like, you know, yeah. And then yeah, we show them the music. Yeah, and they're kind of just like, wow, like I see why, because you guys have that like bond, that chemistry that works well together to create something that meshes and can be played together.
Yeah,
and now you've gone all the way with this album. When can we expect to download the album? When is it coming out? How can we get a our copy of it, because I'm very interested to see how this tag team tandem works in the EDM music scene.
Yeah, we it's definitely interesting that you say tag team, because I always do that hashtag, like yeah, literally
all
anytime.
About that. It's crazy.
I'm always like hashtag like tag team Urbano hashtag yeah. Like dynamic duo like.
Wrestling yeah,
yeah. This is, yeah yes you know. We're on the same wavelength with this yeah for sure We're set to release September 13th, which is not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. We have our own website, so it's just urbanomusicgroup.com. And then we also have physical copies that we're making, so we can give you one if you'd like that. Yeah, we're
I would not reject a free copy of this album. Yeah,
free anything.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think we shouldn't hold this off any longer. You guys gave us an exclusive clip to play from the album, right?
We did.
What's the song title of this?
Happy Hour. This one's called Happy Hour. This is a party track.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Now we're talking. All right.
Yeah. Obviously it is a party track, but we always, you know, take responsibility in the lyrics that we're putting in, because some people, you know, they kind of water it down. But what we wanted to get across, I mean, we still want it to be catchy and people could sing along. It wasn't like too much to digest, but basically we want we want to get across to people that working it seems to be consuming a lot of people's lives lately, like in this generation, and it's hard, it's like tough with jobs out there and everything, and I think that more people need to have fun and like just go out there and just like take, you know, be present in the moment, and that's what we wanted to embody with this song, and just like spread some good vibes and help people relax a little bit, because I think that's really important, happiness. And, you know, we get to live that every day with our music, and, you know, we want to spread that to other people and kind of.
And you want a club banger.
Yeah, and you want a club banger.
Go out, have a good time.
Yeah, everybody in the club is going to get tipsy.
Yeah,
that's
as Jay Kwan would say.
So I think we should get to it. I want to hear Urbano.
Yeah, I need something to help me relax and unwind and just let loose a little
there
bit.
You
so
go.
Let's play this exclusive track here, Happy Hour by Urbano.
No smoking mirrors, I'm a back on my tight. Do I need to spell it out? Each message I write, hooks, knockouts, quick. You would think it was a fight. I contact her, she don't get it on sight. We connect so nice, just basically Skype. Don't lag, take shots like a marksman. Scope your friend, wanna blaze like an arson. She's on fire with the way her back arching. It's a full moon and she got the hounds barking. Left, right, left like a military marching. Man, it's how she ball, she rockin' like Harden. Wanna play games, we'll lick like Darwin. Survival of the fittest, and the night's just start.
Everybody knows the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
giving us this exclusive listen.
Guys, that was
really?
Awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm addicted. I want this.
Yeah. It's very catchy, very upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I mean, I can see this being played in a club easily.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, yeah, easily.
Not to
easily.
Say that I'm the expert on club music, because, you know,
not by
out.
Any stretch of the imagination am I an expert on club music.
But I do like this. I could see this, like, out in the club. I could see this.
It's very easy to picture it being played in clubs.
Right.
Thank you.
I could see it on the radio, like, you know, getting ready for your Friday night out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We want to just pump people up. We want people to be happy and just, like... spread that, yeah, infectious kind of feeling. So we're definitely glad that you guys enjoyed it. I mean, yeah, exactly. Good vibes.
I definitely want this free copy. So you better live up to this.
Oh, I promise. I promise. Cross my heart. Hope to die.
I also like the rap where you mention survival of the fittest. Way to throw in some science. Yeah. I love it.
There has to be some, you know what I mean? There has to be substance with the rap. There's just too much rap where people are saying nothing. If you're going to rap, at least just say something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Have fun with it, too.
Yeah. Have
fun. It sounds like you guys are having fun on this track.
For sure, yeah. We had
so much fun to make this song.
So much fun to make the whole album, really. Yeah. I mean, we actually had around 15 songs, and we just kind of picked 11 our favorites.
Our favorite ones. Mm-hmm. We were just like, these are our favorites. Let's put them together.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I mean, we just... each and every time we went in the studio, it was like, this one's better. And this one's better. Like
literally every single
every
song.
Single time.
This is our new favorite song. Even, and then we made a new song. We're like, no,
this is our favorite. Yeah. Like, so, yeah. I mean, even though maybe it's not to everyone, like, you know, everybody's like favorite, like, you know, each week as we
enjoyed it.
Yeah. But we enjoyed it. And I feel like that's like so special to the person making something. You have to like love what you do. So. Mm-hmm. We had a blast making the whole album really together. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, if that is indicative of the whole album, I love it. I want a copy of this. I want to blare this on my weekends out.
Thank you.
As you should.
We
will hold you to that.
Yes.
Now we're going to hold you to that.
All right.
We'll all go out.
Right. Hey, yeah. SmackDown's coming back.
Yeah,
right?
That's
you guys
right.
are going.
We're going.
That's right.
Let's go.
So this is weird. All of them are into wrestling, and I'm just sitting here like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, we'll have to coordinate for a night out for SmackDown. But yeah, to get back to the album, there's something that I do want to ask. How do you start off compiling and writing these songs? Do you have like the beat first? Do you have a message that you want to get out first? Like, how do you get the ball rolling on something like this?
That's, like, so interesting that you say that, because a lot of people don't think about that. Like, they just think, like, oh, it happens, and, like, oh, it's, like, so easy.
Magic.
Like,
you just snap your fingers.
Exactly. And right. it's done. Yeah. Like,
there's a magic auto-tune machine, right?
So simple. The files are in the computer. So simple. That's a Zoolander. Anybody out there like, what?
Yes.
No, Zoolander quote. But, yes.
So hot right now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But John really does a great job. He's really the main focus of grabbing instrumentals. I mean, we both go over them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he is better at finding them. My niche is not that so much. Sometimes I find one here and there, and he likes it, but he usually finds the beats, and then we'll... you know, listen to it. Usually the hook is first. I just, you know, I'll be like, okay, I'll listen to it. And then sometimes it just like comes out, and then I sing it, and we're like, oh my gosh, like that's it. And then we build it all around that, like, because it's kind of the vibe or like the feel of the song. Like, we kind of think about, okay, what is this making? How is this making us feel right now? Because I feel like a lot of people, I think everyone, I mean, everybody lives through their sensory experiences. So, like, if it's going to make you feel a certain way, you can connect with it on a deeper level. We try to grasp that and really kind of run with that, and then build the lyrics on top. And then he kind of
goes in.
And then he goes in, and, you know, sometimes we have concepts, and then we hear a beat, and we're like, oh, this would be great for, like, this concept.
Yeah.
And then we try it out, see if it fits. If it doesn't fit, then we go back to the drawing board. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, has there ever been any issues where you guys maybe have clashed on in the making of this album? And if so, who has won this argument? Because I'm interested.
I'm interested to see this.
What do you think, Riz?
Defers to me, putting all the heat on me. That's okay.
Good deflection.
No, I mean, I think with anything in life, like, you always want everything to go, like, super smooth and, like, but that's not life. Life isn't, there's no thing.
Siblings.
Yes. Yeah. There's no, exactly. There's no such thing as perfection. Like, you can create your own perfect world, like, where, you know, certain things, like, fall into your category of like perfect, like, oh, you have a job that you love, like, oh, that's perfect for me, like that kind of thing. But I mean, yeah, there are times when, you know, we have like clashed over something, but
never like, it's not what people think, like, it's not like a clash, it's not like,
yeah,
you know,
it's
I mean?
Not like,
it's just like, it's like,
yeah,
hey,
it's not like SmackDown,
like
really.
No, yeah, this isn't wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we always like work it out in the end. I mean, we never, what's something really good that I'm like,
well,
super.
Well, we like the same, we like, yeah, like the same stuff. So it's not like, oh, like this is, you know what I mean? No, I want to use this beat. I want to use this one. Because we both have different ideas for certain tracks, but
it's more like the lyrics, like what fits better, or like something
and
like that.
It's always
that.
Something real small too.
It's real small.
It's
always
never like that's
it's
crazy.
Always a nitpick kind of situation.
It's like, no, we need this word here.
Something,
it's a little, you know what I mean? A little thing that no one would care about. No one.
Yeah, but us. Like, yeah, yeah, but we care about it. Yeah. Something that I'm super happy about though, like whenever we go to the studio, it's, we're never at odds. Like we always like squash it, like right, either if it's right before, then like right before we get in the car to like drive to Philly, or, you know, we squash it days before or whatever. Yeah. But very minor things, like he said, like it could be like the smallest thing, like that's not the pitch. And it's like, no, this is the pitch. It's like, no, like you're off a like one half step of a note. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, what does that mean?
Sometimes,
like,
I don't like,
yeah,
I'll try to put it in
if
a
it's
way,
something like
but it,
that,
but it won't make sense. You know what I mean? I'll, like, I'll be like, oh no, Marissa, like you need to do it like uppity. And she's like, what does that mean? And then
I'm like, it sounds good. Like, What's wrong with it? Yeah. But we always like resolve. And then at
these
the end,
words.
We're like, oh yeah. And at the end, we're like super happy that we made the product that we meant to, and like it always comes out better than we expect somehow.
Good vibes. You know how it is too. Like once the songs are finished, we listen to them so many times.
Uh huh. Yeah.
If our neighbors can hear them, oh my god, the neighbors
they probably
must be,
hate
us. For real.
But I mean, to me, it sounds like you guys are very passionate and you want a perfect album, and that's
that
great.
Because
I feel like there are a lot of rap artists out there that just
kind of just throw it together,
just so they can get an album out.
Yeah,
and
but the attention to detail, it seems like you guys have that great attention to detail from what you were saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
we
try. The sample sounds great.
Oh, thank you.
I'm hooked. I want to
really
listen to more.
Thank you.
Where did you guys record this? Speaking of, you know, driving around and everything.
We recorded this album at the Milk Boy in Philadelphia. It's
okay.
Really.
Not to be confused, though. It's not like the Milk Boy. There's one in Center City, and it's just like a bar.
That's a bar.
Yes.
Right.
This is right next to the Electric Factory on the third floor, and they own the studio.
Wow.
It's such a nice building.
Mm-hmm. Like, such a nice atmosphere. Everybody there is super
so nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah. Good vibes. Like, everybody wants to, like, hang out and, like, hey, how's things going? Like, oh, you want to check this out? Like, check my stuff out. All right. Well, let me hear your stuff. Oh, like, it's all just, like, a big family there.
It's so chill. Like, even before, like, because we show up early. And we'll just sit on the couch pretty much and just, like, hang out there. They actually have, what do they have? Is it a Nintendo? Wait, is it N64 or is it?
I think it is N64,
But they have
I'm in
old school.
Yeah.
I'm not even singing, but I want to play Nintendo 64.
Right? But like, we'll just hang out, and then other people will come up, and it's like, hey, like, and they're like, oh, I make rock music, or I am a producer, or I don't even work here. Like, they just popped in, and they just want to play a game, and they have like beer there too, like draft beer, like,
wow,
it's just a cool place.
Wait,
cool
so you tell me this place has beer, Nintendo 64, and good music? All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Invite me to Milk Boy.
And we might have to change recording locations is what you're saying.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the Crispy Noodle Podcast is changing locations. Sorry, Mike. I know we love your kitchen, but we need to branch out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
Thank you. My parents would love to hear that.
Yeah, you guys were talking with them before we got down to this interview. So there you go. You're well acquainted with the Costanzos, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Every guest here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, they know your parents.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So yeah. A little fun fact aside from from recording the interview here.
And they have great zucchini bread, right?
Oh yeah.
Always.
You saw how fast I ate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, he ate down it, on there.
Shoveled it.
Ate it as fast as I do, which is very fast.
Yeah. Blink fast. Your eyes.
Like
gone.
Three forkfuls and it's just boom, gone.
That's how you eat everything though. It's
yeah, you're a very fast eater.
It's too much sometimes though. People just look at me like, oh my God, why is he eating like that?
Yeah, this is
but
this
it's
is
homemade Italian food. You can't go
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly.
You can, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't get that just any old place. No. Definitely not.
Right, yeah. If you got homemade Italian food, you chow down. You can't do can't do anything better than that.
You got to eat a lot of it, too. Always.
That, too. Of course.
You can't step into an Italian household without being fed. You can't leave an Italian household without being fed.
That's right.
100%.
I'm going to take some of that for the road.
Yeah. Oh, please. You're more than welcome to.
Thank you.
Oh, surprise. Fifth dinner's coming. your mom's preparing, you know.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. So, hope you guys are still hungry after this interview.
40 seconds it will all be gone. Where's the food?
Yeah, don't worry. John will take care of it.
Covered in sauce. Yeah.
He went swimming in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, totally lost my train of thought, but it's great. I love it. So you guys are also from the area as well. You guys big sports fans?
We did a sports sampler
mm-hmm. earlier. What are you guys preparing for the Eagles season this year? What do you guys think?
Well,
I think I'm going to be optimistic.
Ooh, all right.
So, I like
better
optimism.
Than us.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe 9 wins. Maybe
9-7.
9-7.
Maybe, yeah.
I like how Philadelphia fans added their metric for optimism is 9 wins.
Yeah, right.
Most places, like, I'm going to be optimistic, 12, 13 wins. Us, it's like 8 or 9 wins. I'm feeling really optimistic about this season.
Forget about it,
With the other teams, we can win it. We can do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all we need is 9 wins. And we can
our division's pretty
weak. That's true. Yeah. Especially after Tony Romo with his injury.
Right. Yeah. So, that could, you know, 9 wins could win it.
I hope it'll be a good season, though. I'm going to an Eagles game Thursday night.
Oh wow. Yes,
so.
You ever been to an Eagles game?
I have not.
Awesome.
Never been.
Wow. First experience.
Yes. So I'm like, I'm super excited, but now I'm like, oh, well, I hope they play well.
It's only preseason.
It's only preseason. Yeah.
But it's still going to be fun.
But we kill it in
it's
preseason.
It's
going to
be fun.
Every year we kill it in preseason.
We're the preseason champions.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a thing.
Yeah. There were Super Bowl rings for that. We did like 15.
Oh, man. We're the best.
Suck on that.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Take that, Dallas.
Woo. Oh, man. Boy, it's a bad state of Philadelphia sports.
But speaking of wins and championships, you guys also said that you were Steelers fans?
We are.
Repping all of Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
PA power.
Yeah.
Nice.
Our dad is a super eccentric Steelers fan.
All about it.
Oh,
He loves the Steelers. He will wear a Steelers shirt if he can. If he can come to like a nice go to a nice restaurant. Or, like, come over and have dinner in a Steelers shirt. He will do that.
Yeah. So what you're saying, if there's, like, a black tie event, he's wearing a Steelers tie.
He would
love to wear it. Yeah, a Big That's Ben awesome. Jersey. Like, oh
That's
my God.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's all about that. So he's kind of got us hooked on to that, mm-hmm. to be honest. Yeah.
So I
got to
ask, though, as fans of both teams, what happens if they play each other?
They do. They play each other this season.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yes.
So what do you guys do? Do you sit there and go, I'm just not going to watch, or I hope it ends in a tie, or, like, how do you come to grips with that?
You root for both offenses when they're on the field. So you want to see both of the offenses do good because you're like, oh, like this is, you know what I mean? It's awesome. But whoever wins, wins.
Okay.
I personally want the Eagles to win. So
that's what I like.
All right. Okay. I'm testing your loyalty.
What about you, Marissa?
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad. Yeah.
The podcast's going to get released. Your dad's going to be like, I disown you.
Yeah.
Well, these are the hot button issues we deal with.
Yes.
Steelers or Eagles.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're probably going to be kicked out of the Steelers Club after we hear this. Yeah, we had to be approved.
Yeah, for in a Facebook group.
Yeah, to be in a Facebook Steelers group.
Yeah, wow. What they had to check your credentials.
I guess.
It's a very elite community, right?
I was like, oh, I might not make the cut here. Like, So now we're
how many Super Bowls have they won?
Six, right?
How many, right?
Six.
Is it six? Yeah, six.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Did they pass the one and only test you had?
That was the one that came off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I'm just great. You got it right off the bat.
Yeah,
you're
that was
like
good.
Six.
Okay. Well, it's easy. Right. It's easy for Eagles fans to get that question right too, because it's always zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take that.
Yeah.
We know our stuff too.
I was sitting there like this. I was like, Marissa, you better not mess this up.
Don't mess up the family pride of the Steelers.
Yeah. My dad would be sitting in a chair just holding his chest. Oh, yeah. Messed it up.
Well, considering we probably will be at the Steelers Club.
Yeah.
So I would probably have to root for the Steelers, unfortunately. I'm sorry, guys. But,
that's all right. That's all right.
I'd have
one
to.
One for each.
It balances out.
Yeah.
There
that's,
you go.
See, the
I like that.
Sibling.
Yeah. The sibling thing works out in everything, in music, in rooting for sports teams.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's exactly.
I like it. Balances each other out.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to get heckled on like Twitter or something like, you suck. You don't like the Eagles. What's wrong with you?
They're going to love me.
Yeah, they'll love you.
Yeah.
You can get all the love. I'll get all the hate. We'll have the love hate.
There we go.
Again, balances out.
Yeah. Please keep telling me more about the Eagles. That's Marissa's character. I don't know about Marissa. Well, you know what? Speaking of games, we kind of have a tradition here at the Crispy Noodle whenever we have guests on the show. We like to play games. You know, we're both gamers. And
yeah.
We both like to enjoy some competition here. And this is a game that we haven't played in a while, so I'm glad I'm bringing this back. Yeah, Mike has no idea what I'm about to
I mean,
into.
He tells me these things as we record.
Yeah. You
know? The last time we had guests on, by the way, we're playing a game. Okay, why not?
Yeah. We're going to bring back a goodie called True Detective.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about
Let's
this.
Let's do it.
And so before we did the interview, I had Mike, John, and Marissa write down an interesting fun fact about them. One that was true and one of them that was false. And here's what we're going to do. Everyone is going to receive one of their slips of paper that they handed to me. And no matter what it is, they have to act like it's true. And the other people will have a minute to interrogate them.
Oh,
and
boy.
I have very fancy interrogation music.
Very fancy.
And
the production value is sky high.
Yeah, all right. We don't mess around when it comes to our games.
You throw down when,
right?
when the games are involved. Yeah, I like
right.
that.
Exactly. And after that minute, the person who is doing the questioning must take a guess as to whether or not the fact is 100% true or the one that was made up. So who wants to go first? Who wants to be the first?
I'll go first.
Yeah,
I'll take it first.
Wow.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Jumping to volunteer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. But Al Pacino wants to say something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Al, calm down. All right,
you gotta watch that soundboard there, man.
Yeah, yeah. Al's a little too excited over this game.
Who let him in here?
Yeah, damn Al Pacino. All right, let's do this one here for you. All right, now, Mike, you're going to be leading the questioning.
Okay,
and after this minute of questioning, you must take a guess as to whether or not it is absolutely true or absolutely false.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you can begin the questioning.
Well, he's got to say
what it is.
Yeah, you're skipping steps here, man.
Yeah.
You got to be a true detective. Yeah. You got to use all the senses.
Yes.
That's right, including ESP, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Al Pacino threw me off. All right, when I begin the music, that's when you can say what you wrote down as your truth, okay?
All right.
Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
All right, and let's go.
I was on the golf team.
He was on a golf team.
Okay. Yeah. What golf team?
PW's golf team.
Okay. What was your best round of golf, like score-wise?
I'm trying to think. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one. I think I was like 27.
27?
Yeah, I got like 27.
27? That's pretty impressive. I mean, that's almost like every other hole is a hole-in-one.
Yeah, I was really
good.
It
was really good. Okay. So, what would you say is your favorite type of club?
I like the scooper.
The scooper. That's my favorite, too.
Well, no, there's the driver, and you know you got the scooper. You know,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So what exactly does the scooper do? When you use that glove?
You really wanted him to volunteer first?
Yeah.
Rich is completely checked out here, by the way.
The scooper, when you scoop that, You can launch the ball like 100 feet.
Really?
Yeah. It's flying.
Okay. There you go, Mike. You've had your minute of intense interrogation.
Oh, oh my God.
You know what? It was a very convincing story, but I think I'm going to go with false, probably.
Yeah, that's completely. I probably played golf like twice, besides like mini golf.
So
mini golf,
you
should
have probably picked a better lie that you could like actually talk about.
You know what's hilarious about that though is that I despise golf, but he forces me to talk about it every summer. We cover golf like four or five times, so I unbelievably know a lot about golf just from forcing.
You're welcome, Mike.
Thank you. It finally paid off.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're thinking of Scooper. What are you thinking?
Is he thinking of,
no.
Like, the...
I knew I was literally... cooked, so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to make this up.
Yeah, what are you thinking
I'm
of,
just gonna
like, a wedge?
I'm going to try to say it convincing.
Are you thinking of, like, sand wedges and
stuff?
No.
What do you even mean by that? What was the Scooper?
I was trying to invent a good name for a golf club.
Oh, my God.
Because I knew... Because right when I looked at his face, it was just he was just like, yo, like, he's completely done. So I was just like, you know what?
When you said 27 and there's only 18 holes on a golf course, I was like, wait... I'm not good at math, but I'm pretty sure that doesn't add up.
All right, well, thank you for a very entertaining
first round. Was great.
I tried
to
make
that.
It entertaining.
I think you did.
It was entertaining.
Just,
thank you.
Probably not in the way the game was meant to be played, but
yeah.
I loved it. I loved every
okay,
minute
Mr. Basilphobia.
Yeah.
All right, we've all heard that story.
Yes, we've covered
how
that
how do you spell
ground.
Basilphobia?
It's exactly how it sounds. Let's move on. Mike or Marissa, who wants to go next?
I'll go. I don't mind.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be better than my brother over here.
Did a great job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
You did fantastic.
Phenomenal.
I loved every minute of it.
Same.
All right. Here you go, Marissa. This is the one for you.
Okay.
And when the music starts, you can read.
So who's doing the questioning?
I guess it's you.
I have to do. I'm always doing the questioning.
Yeah. Well, except for
well,
when it's yours.
You're the true detective.
That's
literally.
Right.
You
cracked
him in like less than like 5 seconds.
That was impressive.
So.
And that was a good lie.
Yeah, that was good.
I was good.
Yeah. The first part when you answered like what golf team you're on, I was like, okay, that's believable. And then it sort of
went
off the rails.
Then it broke.
Like, but it was fantastic to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want you to do it again, but no, we got to move on.
We can lie all night.
Yeah, we can lie. That could be a new song.
We can lie all night.
That could be a new song for you. You should make that up.
We got to go into the studios and record it. Well, lie all night.
Sound samples.
You can have a verse about playing golf.
It'll be incredible.
And I'll have a verse about being afraid of Basil.
There you go.
It's
perfect.
Hottest record of the
summer. I can do the ad-libs.
It's coming.
Yeah.
2017, 2018. I don't know. We're
going
to take
platinum.
A while.
I'm telling you.
Double plat.
Yeah.
Double plat.
Okay.
Where's my snare?
Always. And I got the Scooper in the booth with me.
Yes.
Yes.
The Scooper. I want to use that on the golf course.
God.
We got the Scooper.
The Scooper.
That's trademarked.
Caddy, hand me the Scooper.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's allow Marissa to have her time. So when the music starts playing, read off your fun fact, and then Mike will have a minute to interrogate you and determine whether or not it is true or a complete falsehood. So here we go.
Okay. I spent a night with Chris Rock.
She spent?
Okay.
What do you mean you spent a nice night with Chris Rock?
Oh, I should have specified that more.
What?
We hung out and drank together.
Okay.
And then we went separate ways.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So where was this that you guys hung out at?
In New York City.
New York City. What? Where particularly? Like, was it a bar or a club? Like, where was it?
Well, he was filming in SiriusXM, and I was interning there, and I was helping on the set. And then basically, they all went out to a bar, and I just followed, and I drank with them.
Okay, okay. So, what does he like to drink? Is he a big drinker?
Oh yeah, he loves. First of all, Hennessy and whiskey and vodka, like. This guy will drink anything. He literally likes to get lit, like...
Wow.
AF.
Sounds like a guy I would like.
Yeah, you should hang out with Chris Rock, definitely.
Yeah. We all should.
Yeah, you all should.
Oh, boy. I don't know. What else can I ask? I don't know.
Did he pay with cash or credit?
Oh, that's a good one.
Credit?
Credit. Okay. Did he treat everyone?
He did. He did treat every single person in there. Well, no, he treated everybody to shots, but he didn't buy like every single drink. But okay. he did get a round of shots for everybody.
Okay. Wow, all that right. was
so. There you go.
Judging by the fact that I ran out of questions
Your
and I was
is up, Mike.
Thoroughly
what do you think?
Impressed with the answers, I'm going to say that was true.
It's false.
False?
Oh! Marissa!
Wow.
Yeah.
It's false.
Pulling
that was good with the interning. Did you intern at SiriusXM?
I actually did intern at SiriusXM.
See, that's what makes the best lies, are the ones that are sprinkled with truths.
Yes.
Because
that's the only reason I thought I could pull that. Like, because he said when we were
the
like...
Scooper doesn't have truth.
I know, man.
You're just full of it all the time. That's what Cooper, your man. Problem is.
Yeah, because when you said the SiriusXM, I was like, that's really plausible. Like, I could see that happening.
Well, the only reason I picked this was because he actually did do a movie, and he actually did, from what I know, did do it at SiriusXM, although they had to, like, rearrange everything.
So I love that lie, because, like, 60% of it is true, and yeah. it's only the last part that
yeah,
is really...
I just never met him.
You convinced me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did meet some pretty cool people, but not him, unfortunately. Yeah. Oh. I wanted to really bad, but...
Who's the most famous celebrity you've met?
Oh, jeez. It depends, like, who you think is a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to think...
All right. Well, I'll.
What's that? M. Night Shyamalan was in the studio.
Well, yeah, but
that was nice.
I was.
But
hyped.
We met him. Like in New York.
Oh, no, I got you.
I guess, like, I would say
for you guys being wrestling fans,
Dave Attell.
Oh, nice, yeah. Dave Attell. For you guys being wrestling fans, I met Daniel Bryan.
What?
He is super cool.
Oh, that is so Riss. So awesome.
Tell him who we met.
Uh oh.
Who gave us a tour?
Oh, the Undertaker.
We met the Undertaker.
What?
We got a picture with the Undertaker.
Yeah,
we were little kids. Yeah.
Oh,
I also met Seth Rollins. Wow. He was very nice.
I was. Oh my god!
I met him in an airport.
I know some of these names.
Yeah, there you go. Mike is getting.
So they must be very popular.
Yes.
Daniel Bryan.
Mike's coming. I don't know.
And the podcast has turned into a cult.
Wait, we weren't already?
Drink the punch.
What about this blood oath I just took? You meant nothing to you.
When do you guys have all the candles and the circles of blood out?
Yeah.
Praise the glorious leader.
start singing. That's our chant.
Praise the glorious leader.
Nice.
Mike is always embarrassed because I have like a whole bunch of clips.
Oh,
but that's my favorite
they
one.
They get worse. They get worse.
Praise really? The glorious leader.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, that's good.
Because it actually sounds like that could be a chant. Like start.
Well, I mean, that's what I was going for.
Yeah. You know? So that's one of my favorite ones.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah,
I hope so.
That'll be on the. That could be a second track.
Another
on the
one on the album.
Yeah.
Praise the glorious leader.
There you go.
We'll just put like a really big, big remix, drop on that. Yeah.
Can we get?
Yeah.
Start a remix.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, you're not getting off the hook because it's your turn for this now. Team Urbano, this is your turn.
Tag team.
Oh boy.
This is.
So I got to deal with both of them.
Yeah. This is Team Urbano's chance to grill Mike on what he wrote for his interesting tidbit, and they will have to determine whether or not it is true or false. And Mike, you can begin reading when I get the music going, and go.
So, at the age of 2, I was able to pronounce the word paleontologist, and I would routinely tell people that that's what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Where did you learn that word?
Who from that? Dinosaur documentaries that my parents taped on from TV.
What TV station?
Oh, God, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that it was some old British guy.
Old British guy. Huh. Okay. Did you pronounce it absolutely correctly, or did you have a little bit of like a...
No, I would... People were always amazed, and they would, and they still tell the story to this day that I could pronounce paleontologist better than some adults could.
John?
A paleontologist is someone that digs up dinosaur bones and studies them, by the way.
Oh, okay. That's another little fun fact.
See, the way you're saying it... Oh. All right. When you learned this word, how often did you say it?
Oh, I would tell it all the time because I always had dinosaur stuff around me. I always had like a dinosaur stuffed animal or a coloring book or something. Marissa's looking around like, I don't see any dinosaurs.
I'm trying to check for evidence.
Did you use this in class?
No, I was 2 years old. There was no class.
Oh, well, that's... Oh, man.
So much for the tag team.
Oh, you weren't in class yet at 2, loser?
No.
Man.
Why are we on this podcast? This guy wasn't even school.
I was trying to throw him off. I shouldn't have said anything. I was trying to throw you off.
I'm sorry.
I had a plan and it was ruined.
Yeah, no.
Ruined.
That was like the final. Because if you were like, yeah, then I'd be like, ah.
You weren't in school at two.
Yeah.
I feel like this is true.
They have geniuses.
Is this true? I feel like it's true.
You say it's true. What do you say?
You're lying.
It's true.
Ah!
Oh, nice!
It's true. I love dinosaurs as a kid. At 5 years old, I begged my parents to take me to see Jurassic Park in theaters. They said no.
Oh.
So, yeah. It was quite disappointing, but
somehow, it's a great movie.
It is a great movie. Somehow it's my favorite movie.
You might have snuck in because I also have this clip of you.
Motherfucking pterodactyl. See? There's audio evidence right there.
So, unfortunately, I do have evidence to... corroborate that.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That is definitely true.
Motherfucking pterodactyl. I sing a lot some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, you chant and you sing about dinosaurs.
That's quite all right. That's like, if we're not doing that at our house, my mom's like, what's wrong? Are you sick? Like, what's the matter?
Yeah. I think this could be Mike's like thug theme song. Let's see this one.
Give me my juice box. I need my juice box. I said, give me it now. I don't even remember.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
I don't remember why I sang that.
You should do a collaboration with like Rob Zombie. Like, give me my juice box. And then the main thing.
Yes. Give me my juice box.
Yeah,
I need my juice box. I said, give me it now. Oh, I kind of liked your rendition, though. That was good.
You need the Disturbed. You have to do the...
Oh, oh my gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Juice box.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
We need to call Disturbed.
Oh, my God.
ASAP.
Oh, my God.
Get them on the phone.
Yes.
I'm feeling a collaboration, guys.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Gonna drop in 2018.
Exactly.
2018, all right.
Yeah, I'm giving you guys some
time. Give them a release date already? Jeez.
Giving them some time.
No, 2020. So they can
letting
see
it simmer
coming.
A little bit.
2020, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, there is one release date that we are looking forward to, and that is the debut album of Urbano, Royal Family. When's the exact date again? September?
13th.
13th.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not this Tuesday, next Tuesday.
There you go.
Clickety clack.
And I'm tell you what, from listening to that sneak preview that you guys gave us, I'm very anxious to hear the whole album. I want to blare it and get ready for the weekend
because
it sounds like that kind of music, and I'm looking forward to it. And it was great to have you guys here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Thank you so much for having us. We had a blast.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And also, people might not know this. We went the whole interview without saying this, but it was a great time to catch up because we actually went to high school with Marissa.
Yes, so, yes, we all went to high school together.
I have to say it was a little strange when I was writing up the outline of the episode to write like local EDM artist, and it's like I went to high school with this person.
No, we all went to high school. Well,
well
the same
we
thing
went
about
to great
you guys.
School.
You guys went to great school.
Yeah, we go back
for
a
time. We're OGs in the game.
Yeah, right OGs.
Yeah,
invite me to the club.
Oh, don't worry, you guys will be there. You guys
SmackDown
will...
first.
Yeah, SmackDown. Yeah, we got to do SmackDown, and
we
then
can go to the club after. The club. Maybe we can ask where they're going to the club, and then we can like party with them.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I want to meet some of them. I'm definitely like trying to like do some shots with a couple of them.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm definitely in.
I mean, I'll tag along. I don't know anything about wrestling, but sure, why not?
Hey, you will not regret it. I promise you. We went for my birthday last year. I was oh my God.
Great time.
It was a good time, to say the least. Yeah, we had some fun, but John, did you regret going?
No.
You will not regret it.
No.
We won't.
Marissa, I love wrestling.
I know.
Did you regret it? Like,
well, I was trying to make it like... like a pitch, like a sales pitch, like hey, like he
hey,
didn't.
You want a fun guy?
Yeah,
yeah, Mike.
Yeah,
come on down.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, that'll be the game plan. We'll get together for SmackDown when it comes through Philly. But tag team Urbano, thank you guys for stopping
by. Thank
you
so much.
Definitely our pleasure to have you guys here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Pleasure to be here.
You know, we haven't had that many musical acts on the show. We had Mike Roy way back when. But that was a call-in, so it was fun to have them here with us, you know, in the quote-unquote studio.
Yeah, the Crispy Noodle headquarters.
Crispy Noodle headquarters. But, it was great to hear about their new album and get a sneak peek at their song. and also to catch up with Marissa. It was a great interview, I thought.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to have those two in the studio. Make sure to check out their album when it comes out. I can't wait. I want to definitely listen to the whole thing.
It's going
to
be excellent. Check it out, Royal Family by Urbano.
That's right.
We got September 13th, I think.
Yes, that's it. That's the tag team duo, Urbano. But that'll do it for us in the entertainment entree. But don't go anywhere yet, because I've got your badge of odd news, and you're going to want to listen to it. I definitely have some weird stories for you. So don't go anywhere. Still more of the Crispy Noodle Podcast still to come. We'll be right back.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is Vic DiBattista, and you are listening to the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
Folks, Mike Roy of Roy and the Secret People here on the line. You started out in Florida. Did you move from Florida to New York right off the bat?
No, I moved from South Florida to Philadelphia with my band. Two of the guys in the band had never seen snow.
Uh-oh. We've had a heck of a winter this year, and you know, every time it's been snowing, we play this ridiculous clip here. Let me play it for you.
Play it, please.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow! I gotta get the bread and milk! I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my god!
No, that is awesome. My biggest pet peeve thing since I've lived in the North is this whole bread and milk thing. I've never understood this. I can't wrap my head around it. When in Florida, so we don't have the snow. We had the hurricanes, right?
Right.
So our thing was, you get duct tape and batteries.
We've got our new clip for you whenever we've got hurricanes.
That sounds much more practical than just bread and milk, I just have to say.
What does that say?
Yeah, we're up here, we're prepared for French toast.
But you know, I mean, you know, that's comforting.
Yeah, it is.
Not practical, but comforting.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You got a podcast? You got to go to the podcast I go to. I'll get you this podcast for $2. That's the Crispy Noodle Podcast for $2.
Oh, yeah, we are back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. What a great interview we had with Urbano.
Oh, man, it was fantastic.
The tag team duo. I love it.
We're gonna
have to go to SmackDown.
Yeah, we will. I mean, I'll have to learn something about wrestling and then...
Wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestling. You know what I enjoyed, though, was playing True Detective again.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Brought that one back.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the golf... The golf had me in stitches, man. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
That was almost as bad as my basalphobia.
Basalphobia. Oh, but it was just the right amount of strange and funny. It was the perfect combination. Almost like this next segment, Rich.
Yeah, I think that's a appropriate transition.
That's right. Everybody knows it. It's one of my favorite segments. It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
We've been talking about cool and its ramifications and how it applies to the hip scene. But maybe you could give us some examples now of the opposite of cool. Uncool. Just exactly what is uncool?
My nipples look like milk duds.
Holy shnikes.
It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
It's not of this world. I don't know exactly what it is or what it's doing, but this is not human intelligence, okay? It's not human intelligence we're facing!
How you doing? Me? I'm doing great.
Mandada bastata. I don't make this stuff up.
I'll take a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! That'll be $4, baby! You want fries with that?
I've seen the celery dance across the baseball fields.
You had me at meat tornado.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Okay. what does that mean?
And now it's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for hell, right?
Ah!
That's right, folks. Let out a primal scream. It's time for the non-fortune cookie odd news. And for those of you not familiar with this segment, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and I react to the news. He finds all these weird and wacky stories, and he keeps them hidden and secret away from my prying eyes so that I don't get to see them. I've never seen these stories before, so all my reactions are my genuine gut reactions. I don't know what's about to happen. You guys don't know what's about to happen, and Rich doesn't even know what's about to happen because these stories take us down wacky and wild paths. Frankly, you can't expect them.
That's right.
You think it's going one way? Bam, 180, complete opposite direction.
Yep.
Sometimes it's not even a 180. Sometimes it's like a 270. Sometimes it's like a 160. You don't know. It's insane.
That's right. Geometry.
Yes. Geometry. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
So I've got a couple stories here for you that I think you need to hear because
okay. This
is some ridiculous stuff.
All right. What do you got for us?
All right, let's start off with Norway.
Ah.
I don't think we've ever had a
story.
Had a story from Norway?
I don't think so. No. They like to stay neutral.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this story is definitely weird. A Norwegian man learned his lesson about playing hero when he entered a portable toilet to rescue a friend's cell phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. The Drammen Region Fire Brigade had to be called because the Norwegian man dove into the toilet to rescue the cell phone and became trapped inside the toilet.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
I think that's actual audio of him screaming. That's awful. Like, did he get stuck in? Like, he got like wedged in there. So,
yeah,
like,
and he couldn't get back out.
He couldn't get back out. Oh my God. That's awful.
There's a photo that shows Cato Bernstein Larson's hands reaching up from inside the commode as firefighters responded to the case. Firefighters said that they had to use a saw to cut Bernstein Larson out of the portable toilet. Bernstein Larson, who is an amateur diver, said that, quote, "I did not think twice about leaping into action."
God, I was looking at the photo. His hands are just holding on to the rim for dear life. Oh, no. That's awful.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
That's awful. Oh, man.
One of the rescuers immediately threw up when they were inside the toilet's reservoir. Bernstein Larson noted that he panicked because he hates confined spaces.
Then why did he go in there?
Yeah, why did you go in?
It's dirty. I hate confined spaces, and there's no telling whether or not I'll be able to get out. I think we're going to go inside this thing.
Yeah. Like, I got to save the cell phone.
I got to save this. Buy a new one.
It's a brand new iPhone 8.
I mean, wow, wow. He got an iPhone from the future. That's pretty damn good.
Right, that's
I would have jumped in, too. Because I could have turned that around and sold it on eBay for like $100,000. But no, just buy a new phone. Just at that point, so here's the thing. Would you want to use your phone? If your friend dives in and saves your phone after fell in a porta potty, would you want to use it again?
I think my friend would be like, "You're better using this."
Yeah, you're going to use it, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Rich, if I have to dive into a toilet to save your phone, you better use it.
Yeah.
All right. No, but like I would never, like the phone's gone forever.
Yeah,
like,
at that rate.
It's dead to me.
Bernstein said that firefighters were called when he discovered that he was trapped. Firefighters said that he was slim enough to go down, but not slim enough to come back up through the toilet again.
Did they use the cell phone that he rescued to call the firefighters?
I guess, yeah, why not? If it's
I mean, that would have been a nice coming full circle type thing,
that,
right?
That would be logic.
He's like, "I saved the phone. Also, 911?
Help.
Well, whatever Norwegian 911 is.
The toilet diver was taken to a hospital for injuries for his upper arms and got a shot of antibiotics due to the waste that he was exposed to.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. Firefighters did say that he was able to get a hold of the phone and it worked.
Yay, I guess.
Really?
Is that win?
Are you going to use the phone?
No.
Doesn't
no.
it smell like crap?
Oh, it's gross. Okay, so even if you clean the outside, what about the inside?
Yeah, doesn't it all get inside the parts?
It would
get
inside the parts. Every time you charge it, there's like little flecks of poop in there.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Just think about that. The electricity kind of like cooks it a little bit, yeah. So then it like starts to smell. Yeah.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Yeah,
no, this is... why? If the phone falls in the toilet, it's done. It's dead.
It's gone. It's gone. We lost someone.
We lost someone. Just have a funeral for the phone right there.
Yeah, with no casket.
We're here to honor the dearly departed. Our Samsung S6. It fell into the toilet, and he shall not return. I don't know why.
Sound like you're singing for a little bit there. It fell into the toilet. We will never see it again.
Amazing phone, how poopy thy exterior. The flecks of crap are brown. You once worked fine, but now you are dead because you fell into the poop.
So lovely.
That was beautiful, wasn't it?
So beautiful.
It brought a tear to my eye.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how I'm going to make it.
I know. It gets me all choked up. Why do I do these things? Why do I do these things? I don't know. I do them for people's amusement. I hope you... Are you guys amused?
Let's move on to the next story
here. Yes, please.
This one's pretty funny.
Okay.
A Wisconsin man is facing a stalking charge after he allegedly mailed a live ball python to his ex-girlfriend.
Why?
The Sheboygan County District Attorney's Office said that 37-year-old Eric Burrows made numerous threatening phone calls and emails to his ex-girlfriend and also sent threatening letters to employer and her apartment complex attendants.
What?
Wow.
Wow. That's dedication right there.
Yeah. The threats culminated last Thursday when a delivery of a suspicious package made it to the woman's apartments complex. Authorities x-rayed the package and discovered that it contained a live ball python and a note reading, quote, "Surprise, you lying bitch. Enjoy this. This is who you are. Now do you care? Question mark. I don't know what the hell that is. Now do you care? I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Care about what?
I don't know.
Is she supposed to be like, oh, I got this snake. Now I finally understand.
Oh, he called me a bitch so lovingly.
Yeah.
Look at that bitch. How dare she? She's so uptight. God.
The district attorney's office said that in a search of Burroughs' cell phone, they discovered his search history in which he Googled, quote, "What is stalking?
Wow.
How do you know if you are stalking someone? And warning signs of stalking."
If you have to Google what is stalking because you're worried you might be a stalker.
Yeah.
I'll let you in on a little secret. You're probably a stalker.
Yeah.
What is stalking?
What is stalking?
What is stalking?
How do you know if you are stalking someone?
Signs of stalking. Is he sitting there with a checklist? Oh, damn, I'm stalking.
I forgot the pet python. Damn it.
Oh, my God. What, is he trying to be a stalker or avoid being a stalker at this point?
You know what? Yeah, at this rate, he's trying to be. He's got three different searches out.
Because both scenarios are equally crazy. You know, because in the first scenario, he doesn't want to be a stalker. It's like, oh, man, I hope I'm not stalking. I mean, I just sent that python, but none of my search results say that sending a python is being a stalker. You know, so that's crazy. And then on the other hand, if he's trying to be a stalker, is he sitting there with a checklist, like making sure he's doing everything right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, I hit like 4 out of 5.
He's hard at work.
Stalking criteria.
I'm trying to make it easier for the cops.
Yeah. He has the paperwork already filed for them. Here you go, officer. I'm a Class A stalker.
Yep.
According to WikiHow, I followed all the steps and...
Here you go.
There you go. Yeah. And the cops are like, cool, thank you. You're arrested and you're never seeing daylight. Because you're weird.
As long as I got back at that bitch.
Yeah. I want to know what that bitch did.
Look at that bitch. How dare she? She's so uptight. God.
She probably just said no, like, politely.
Yeah, to something.
And then he sent her a python. So, there you go, guys.
Oh.
If a woman...
Wait. On one more fun fact here.
Okay.
So, he sent her a live ball python.
Right.
Actually, according to the district attorney, live ball pythons actually curl up into a ball instead of striking at someone. So they're actually one of the most docile snakes to own.
Oh.
So it was actually
a thoughtful gift. So he's not a stalker. Maybe she was into snakes. Did they ask that? No. They just assume because she's a woman, she can't like snakes.
And that he's got Google searches about how to know if you're a stalker.
That doesn't mean anything. That's just a coincidence.
Three different searches?
Well, you know my search history.
Yeah.
So, I didn't search for stalker, just how to buy hand grenades. Doesn't mean anything, or does it? I don't know.
Question mark?
Question mark, dot, dot, dot.
Now do you care, question yeah. mark?
Now do you care, you bitch?
All right, how about we move on to the next story here?
Yeah.
going to Oklahoma in this one.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing. You're
oh,
really
oh Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Yeah, I'm like,
where the something, something, and I don't know the lyrics to the song.
Okay, all right.
I don't remember the... All I know is O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma. I didn't breathe before I sang. You caught me off guard.
All right. Well, there you go.
I feel like a dancing monkey. Are you amused? Should I get out my cymbals? Clap, 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 clap.
All right. Well, here's our story from Oklahoma. Police in Oklahoma said that a drug-sniffing dog was able to find 5 bags of meth hidden inside a box of Twinkies.
Nice.
What about the Twinkie?
Yeah, man. They're all about the Twinkie in this story.
What about the Twinkie?
The Oklahoma City Police Department said that officers pulled over a vehicle with out-of-state plates when it was seen weaving in and out of traffic on I-40. The police report states that the officer determined the driver and the passenger were acting, quote, suspiciously, so a drug-sniffing dog was brought in to search the vehicle. The dog indicated a suspicious odor coming from a box of Twinkies, and the officers determined that the side of the box was resealed. The officer opened the box and removed all of its contents, including 2 of the Twinkies and 5 bags of meth.
Happy, happy birthday from drug dealer to you. Here's some meth. Have some fun. Meth, 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 meth. I mean, I know Twinkies are bad for you, but, I mean, this is taking it to a whole other level.
Yeah. The driver, 50-year-old Rodney Walker, and his passenger, 39-year-old Bernard Reyes, were arrested on drug trafficking charges and jailed on a $25,000 bond. Police said the men had come from California and were passing through Oklahoma on their way to Kentucky.
Oh, my God. That's a long journey.
Well, you can do anything when you're on that much meth.
I guess, yeah, sure.
Give me another bag! Ah!
Made the drive in 24 hours straight.
We'll knock it out all in one day! Ah!
I don't know how you have this much energy this late at night, Rich. Honestly, God.
Meth.
Are you on meth?
Yes, the answer is meth.
Oh, my God.
We'll record it 1 a.m. It'll be fun. Ah!
That's why we do all that meth, you know? Happy, happy birthday from drug dealer to you. Here's some meth. Have some fun. Meth, 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 meth.
Yeah. So,
Twinkies.
Meth Twinkies. So
they
good.
They messed up. They should have put the meth into the filling of the Twinkies.
Oh, yeah. Then knock everything out in one
That's
shot.
That's delicious. That I mean, I assume it would be delicious.
That should be a new product.
Yeah, meth Twinkies.
Meth Twinkies.
Meth Twinkies. What about just, what about methies?
Oh, little methies.
Methies. Oh.
Come here, little methies.
Cream-filled methies.
Hmm.
Delicious.
Guaranteed to make you drive 24 hours straight across the country.
Perfect. They're very popular with truck drivers.
All right. Ready for our next story here?
Yes.
All right. Well, when people say take a hot bath, this is not one that you're supposed to, that you can relax in. A YouTuber named Semri Kendar decided to submerge himself inside a bathtub filled with hot sauce.
Ew.
Yeah.
Also, ow.
Yeah.
Why? And also, where'd you get that much hot sauce from?
This video from the UK has the famous vlogger screaming out in agony as he dumped 1,200 bottles of hot sauce into a tub and then dunks his head beneath the sauce.
Oh, that does not sound good.
I have the clip pulled up. You ready to hear?
Oh, you do? Oh, because I just searched for it myself because I was curious. Yes, I would love to hear this.
Yes, so here you go. This is the audio of him going under the hot sauce. He goes completely under, head everything.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just, like, you know, like he like put his legs in or something. No, this is full body submersion into the hot sauce. Here you go.
It's bad. Oh, that's it. Give me a towel. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. Oh my god. Every cell of my body hurts.
And,
can I just say, it's really awkward listening to just the audio of that. Oh, my whole body hurts. If you are listening to this around other people, I officially apologize on behalf of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Did you think about how erotic that sounded before you played that? Not at all. Oh, man.
Well, anyway, even after he cleaned himself off from the bath, Kendar claimed that his skin was still red and blotchy and that he felt a burning sensation across much of his body.
Well, yeah, I would imagine. All of his skin pores were filled with hot sauce.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of tender parts of the body where the skin is thinner, you know? Not good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised it, like, legitimately didn't do serious harm. Like, that just sounds awful.
Yeah.
Have you ever got, like you're eating wings, you get some hot sauce on your lips?
Well, this would be really bad for me because I hate hot sauce.
Yeah, you don't eat spicy things.
Yeah, I don't even like it on wings. I'd rather go with barbecue sauce.
Would you take a bath in barbecue sauce?
Maybe, because that one would be spicy.
Would it last long enough for you to actually bathe in it, or would you have eaten it with chicken beforehand?
Yeah, if there's chicken nearby,
ribs.
I'll use it.
You just have like a whole rack of ribs. You just dip it in like, you use the ribs like a spoon.
Oh, I love ribs.
Rich's game plan is watch Stranger Things and eat a bathtub full of ribs.
Yep, I think that's the plan for this weekend.
Hey, that sounds awesome.
It's Labor Day, yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
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 That's my Labor Day plans.
That sounds like an awesome Labor Day plan. I might have to stop by and partake in bathtub ribs.
Yum.
Delicious.
Bathtub ribs.
Hey, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound as delicious anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. bathtub ribs.
Delicious, yeah. Oh, man. Well, anyway, this is about hot sauce.
Yeah.
Don't bathe in hot sauce.
Don't bathe in more than 1,200 bottles of hot sauce. That's just not necessary.
No. Also, that seems like it would be really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I hope they made the money back in ad revenue on YouTube.
Yeah. This guy is a vlogger, so hopefully he has.
He made his money back, probably.
Hopefully. All right. I got two stories left, and they're both Florida stories.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right, and this might be the best introduction ever, because I notice the theme. There's two separate stories here. And apparently Florida men just don't want to have sex with their girlfriends.
I know it's something to do with sex.
I mean, why?
Yeah, I don't know why. But I have...
Are they, like, really ugly?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
I don't know. But I have two different cases
Okay. Of
weird things that have happened in the past week because these men wouldn't have sex with their girlfriends.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, I guess. It seems like make-believe, but okay.
No, I actually thought I was getting the same story twice, but it's...
Really?
But no, it's actually two different stories.
Wow, okay.
So first, a Florida woman was arrested after deputies said that she attacked a man who allegedly turned down her sexual advances.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
See, that's the secret. Women like getting snakes in the mail, and men like getting beat up. Yeah? It's just a fact.
27-year-old Lisa Marie Smith was lying in bed with the victim. Her fiancé...
lying in bed after she beat him?
Then she allegedly asked,
"Oh,
hey, would you like to have sex?" Then the victim said, I have to go to work later in the morning. I'm not in the mood. Smith then kicked him out of the bed.
Wow.
That's when the victim said he was going to sleep on the floor. But that's when Smith kept asking, hey, do you want to have sex?
She was very persistent.
Yeah.
Thought it was supposed to be the other way around.
He declined four times. That's when she grabbed a lamp and hit him in the face.
That'll show him.
There's nothing.
This'll persuade him.
There's nothing that will get you in the mood like a good old lamp to
the face.
Like
a lamp to the face, yep.
You bitch.
Next Valentine's Day, all you need is a python and a lamp to the face, man.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Yeah, flowers and chocolates, it's so old-fashioned. You know, it's snakes and lamps.
Police noted that there was a small laceration on the right side of the victim's face. Smith told deputies that she was sleeping and what? She had no clue what happened to him.
So yeah. How did the lamp hit him in the face?
Right. Yeah, that excuse isn't going to work, lady.
Did she do like the pretend sleep? Like she's sleeping, the cops come in, the cops kick down the door and she's like, oh, what's going on? I was asleep.
What happened?
Oh my, the lamp's broken.
When did that happen?
When did that happen? And the guy's sitting there like, are you kidding me?
She was arrested on charges of simple battery.
But the important question, did they have sex?
No. No, they didn't. The lamp didn't work.
The lamp didn't work? Oh my, that's really surprising.
I know.
Usually the lamp gets you right in the mood.
All right, and here's story number two. This is not the same story. When I originally was doing the research, I thought this was the same story, but it's not.
Okay.
This also happened in the past week. A woman who is accused of kicking her boyfriend after he rejected her sexual advances got locked up. 34-year-old Jennifer Ferguson was jailed on a battery charge at 6:30 in the morning in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Ferguson's boyfriend told police that Jennifer was imbibing alcohol that day and got drunk. He stated that Jennifer became upset at him when he refused to have sex with her in the morning. He said that Ferguson got up and started kicking him in the face.
Oh, my God. Did he just lay there and take it? He couldn't move? Run away?
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Police noted that there was significant swelling on his cheekbones. He said she damaged the wall also by kicking and bashing her head against it.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Man.
Don't put your f***ing crazy. Oh, sorry.
Jeez, Mike.
I'm sorry. That f***ing sucked. Crap.
You gotta, if you're going to say that, you got to say Dickle.
Dickle. Don't put your dickle in crazy.
Dickle.
Yeah, all right.
Dickle.
And all this because he wouldn't have sex with her.
Yeah. Damn, man. If a Florida woman wants to have sex with you, you know what? Just do it.
Or just don't have sex with Florida women.
No, you're going to get hurt.
No, just don't go to Florida. How many, like, there's 49 other states where you could go, and Canada, and Mexico.
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right.
All that could have been avoided, really.
I got one last story for you.
Okay, what do you got?
And yeah, it's another Florida story.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
This isn't another one where the guy rejects sex, is
no,
it?
No, no, no. That was okay. Only those two.
Okay.
We've left that topic. Instead, in this story, a Florida teenager is accused of hurling himself through a stranger's window on Sunday morning.
Okay. Why?
19-year-old Nico Gallo is accused of bursting through a front window of a home while high on drugs.
Okay. That adds up, I think.
The homeowner, Nancy Largent, and her son allegedly fought off Nico Gallo after he jumped through their front plate glass window.
My God.
Yeah, that means he had to be coming in with some force.
That must have hurt. I doubt that he felt it, but it must have hurt.
When deputies arrived, the homeowner's son was holding down Gallo. During the fight, Gallo displayed extreme strength and a high tolerance to pain.
They make him sound like a superhero. Extreme strength.
Largent and her son struggled to control Gallo, despite striking him in the head with a baseball bat over a dozen times.
And gonna hit them shit with a baseball bat. That's right.
That's amazing.
Gallo lives right around the corner from the homeowner. Largent told the dispatcher that she and her son didn't know Gallo. She said Gallo didn't have a weapon, although he did try to wrestle the bat away from her. Gallo allegedly continued fighting until police arrived, screaming, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Today we're all going to die."
What? So why are you fighting people?
Apparently this is it. This is the end.
Oh, he means they're going to die because of him.
This is it, man. Okay. All 6 billion people are all going to die. It's going to start with these two.
With these two.
I got to get started somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Somebody has to be first.
I have a long day of work ahead of me.
I just think it's hilarious that he got hit in the head with a baseball bat a dozen times.
And gonna hit them shit with a baseball bat. That's right.
Yep. Gallo was too violent to be placed in a helicopter, so he had to be taken to the hospital.
That's amazing. If you're crazy and violent enough, they're like, yo, we can't take him in a helicopter.
Yeah.
He's gonna make the whole thing crash.
Right.
Wow.
So he had to be taken by the fire department to a hospital.
Why not an ambulance?
I guess.
Why is it helicopter or fire department? Where's the
choices.
Ambulance?
What? That's it. Those are your two choices.
Those are your two choices. Helicopter or fire truck.
That's it.
It's
all you get in Florida.
All right, little Billy. What do you want to take to the hospital? A helicopter or a fire truck? I want to go with the fire truck. Well, you know why? Didn't we have a story where the lady stole the ambulances?
Right, you're not an ambulance.
That's why! Our advice backfired. Everybody stole the ambulances. Oh, my God.
A friend of Gallo said that he had ingested methylone and acid before acting out. The sheriff, William Snyder, also said in a drug test he was taking Flacca. I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Apparently, that makes you go bananas. Largent suffered minor injuries and was taken to a hospital. She was released later, and her son was luckily unharmed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, man. Beaten with a baseball bat a dozen times, and yet still okay.
And gonna hit some shit with a baseball bat. That's right.
And there you go.
That's insane. But I cannot get the image out of my head of some person just standing over a guy and just constantly wailing on him with a baseball bat, and he's just sitting there perfectly fine.
Taking it like a champ.
Like a champ.
and gonna hit some shit with a baseball bat. That's right.
And there you go, folks. That's what I have for you this week in the non-Fortune Cookie Odd News. But before we wrap everything up, let's go over what have we learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have you learned on this episode?
Well, I learned that you only have two options to go to a hospital in Florida, yeah, and that's helicopter or fire truck.
That's it.
Nothing in between.
All ambulances have been stolen.
That's right, that's right. All ambulances have been stolen, mostly because they're busy taking boyfriends to and from the hospital. Apparently, if you don't have sex with your girlfriend in Florida, they're going to beat the ever-living crap out of you.
Yeah, what is going on? Just have sex with them.
Yeah, I know. And I was really shocked to learn that a lamp to the face didn't seal the deal for them.
I know.
You know, I thought that was the new trend nowadays with the young folk. You know, hitting your significant other in the face with a lamp gets people ready to go, but it just,
that's not,
it didn't work in that case. Well, maybe they should have tried a python in the mail.
Oh, that's so romantic.
So romantic, I know. Most people like to send like flowers or cards or candies. No. Python.
Yeah.
Trust me.
That'll win the girl back.
Definitely. 100% of the time, it always works. Never. What?
All right, Mike. Mike, I think, is shutting down.
My brain is like slowly grinding to a halt. But that's all right.
Because it's all right. I'm on meth.
Yeah, you're on meth. Apparently, we're learning Rich is on meth. That's how he's always so hyper when we're recording so late at night.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
That's right. He's still screaming. Apparently, he's doing that new trend, methies, where it's a meth Twinkie.
They're so good. They're so good. They're so good. Oh, my God. They're so good.
Yeah, the meth is mixed right in there with the filling. It's perfect. Perfect dessert treat for people of all ages.
Yes.
But Rich, speaking of you, though, we also learned what your Labor Day weekend plans are. You're going to watch Stranger Things and eat bathtub ribs.
Mmm, tasty.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Are you cooking the ribs in the bathtub, or are you just filling the bathtub with the barbecue sauce, using it like a giant dipping cup?
I like the dipping cup idea.
The dipping cup, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big mess to clean up, though.
No. There's no sauce left over.
There's no mess left over.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a good plan.
There you go.
Yes.
That's what we've learned in this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't f***ing know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Oh, man. This was a good episode.
It was a great episode.
I liked everything in this one.
Yeah, we talked football. We had the musical duo Urbano on.
Yeah.
And then we had some awesome odd news. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Boy, man, I don't know what better way to send you into this Labor Day weekend. I hope you guys have a good one. During that weekend, make sure to check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right, and you can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can find our video noodles, interviews, best bits, and a whole bunch of other stuff we have up there. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, right?
Yeah, we're on Stitcher now.
That's the Android version of iTunes. You get a brand new episode downloaded for free every Thursday, so you can listen to us at home, on the go, or at work. Just search for, download, and subscribe to the podcast on the podcast service of your choice.
Yeah, that's right. You can say either way.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to take me a while to get used to that.
And we also have a SoundCloud page as well, where we have the mini noodles, which are the best bits of the show that we condense into a 2 to 3 minute promo reel. So go over there, take a listen. We got some good bits on there.
That's right. So many ways to share and get in touch with the Crispy Noodle Podcast. But if you want to get in touch with us individually on Twitter, I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I'm at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. Find us on Twitter and let us know what you're up to this Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, are you going to be having bathtub ribs?
Yeah, send me a picture. I want to see bathtub ribs.
Hashtag bathtub ribs, hashtag One True Wonka.
Yeah, and yes, and honor the legend himself.
Yes, Mr. Gene Wilder.
Yes, with one true Wonka. There is no other ones.
No.
He was, is, and forever will be Willy Wonka as far as we're concerned.
Is he God now?
You know,
glory be to the Wonka.
Yes. Comedic God.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, watch a couple movies for him.
Oh, boy. Well, and that wraps it up for another excellent episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast, I think.
That's right, folks. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. That's it. That'll do it. We will see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later!
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
What's the deal with the podcast? What's going on? It's just crazy. It's wild. It's the Crispy Noodle 2016. Oh my gosh.